Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. We're going to continue today to look at the prologue of St. John, chapter 1 of the Gospel of John. Today, verse 14 and following, it's talking about essentially very important themes that touch on this season of the church year, our walking through the season of Advent, our preparation for celebrating the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ on Christmas, standing between the two comings of Jesus, first time as a lamb, came to lay down his life for the salvation of the world, his coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead. We are very much aware as disciples and Christians living between these two realities, which John will later say in his first letter, this is the last hour. This period between the two comings of Jesus constitutes the final chapter, the last hour of human history. And the key is that the church is a body, a living organism, a body of believers born again by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, poured out upon the world, and the church is born by that miracle, a day of Pentecost. And everyone who's baptized into Christ is united with this work of Jesus to bring about bringing people from death to life, essentially, friends, to bringing us into the experience of sharing in his life, which is life that will never die, which is the divine life in Christ. This is why St. Peter says so beautifully in his letter that we become partakers of the divine nature, that somehow God, in giving us a share in the glory which belongs to Jesus in the presence of the Father, the life principle that's running through Jesus runs through us. It flows forth from him like a river, from his fullness. And we'll hear John speak about that today. It's so important for us to lay hold of the basics, friends, to say, what really is Catholicism about? Well, Catholicism, what it's about first and foremost is Christ, is Jesus, the one who St. Paul says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so we want to touch on aspects and dimensions of what the church preaches and understands so beautifully about the person of Christ and count on the Holy Spirit to be touching our minds and our hearts today. Lord, I just ask that as we hear the word of God, that everybody who's listening, no matter where they are today, would hear the word proclaimed by the Spirit so that we could come to life. The flesh is useless, Jesus said in this very letter, in this very gospel. He said, the flesh is useless, but only the Spirit gives life. We pray that today the Holy Spirit would give us life. As we touch the word of God, may it renew our minds, cleanse our hearts, animate our spirits, and may our hearts be on fire in love in response. So here's verse 14. And the word became flesh. So the word is what? Just to remember, the Logos, the word, Son of God, through whom all things were made. Jesus' imprint is on everything. Christ's imprint is on everything. We'll talk about that more, what that means in a bit. But, and the word became flesh. This is the incarnation. This is Jesus. This is the second person of the Trinity becoming the Son of Mary, Jesus of Nazareth, the God-man, and he dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. He dwelt among us. Every line here in the prologue has so much meaning that God comes to dwell with us in the person of Jesus. Not only did the people of Israel had received God's revelation through the patriarchs, God's commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai, and God was drawing closer and closer as revealed more and more about himself. But we know that in the fullness of time, Paul reminds us that God sent forth his Son into the world. God himself, in the person of his Son, entered the world. And so he came full of grace, full of what? God's gift, God's life, the merciful presence of a loving Father made manifest to us in the person of Jesus, comes all the way down. He comes down to meet us, to walk with us, to dwell with us. This is God's desire. This is what he created all things for. And this is what the garden was about, God dwelling with those who bear his image. But we know in the garden, Adam and Eve believed a lie about God. They rebelled. They fell. The human race has been under darkness and the power of sin and death ever since. But God's grace, God's mercy, God's kindness breaks forward, and light as John spoke about so beautifully in the beginning of this chapter, the light enters the world. And this is the light that will dispel the darkness. And so Jesus brings the fullness of and the completion of everything that the people of Israel both experienced and anticipated. It comes to us now in absolute fullness in the person of Jesus Christ, who is the very image of God. He is full of grace and he's full of truth. These are two powerful themes throughout the Gospel of John. We hear the truth a lot. Jesus said, I am, part of the I am statements. I am the way, I am the truth. He's not a truth, he is the truth. What's he the truth of? Well, he's the truth of everything that counts, everything that matters. He's first the truth. He reveals the truth about the Father, about God, the origin of all, and his relationship with the Father. He reveals he's the truth about the nature of God, that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a communion of persons. He's the one who reveals the truth about the origins of the human race. He's the one who reveals in complete truth the condition of the human heart, of the condition of the world that's fallen and resists God. He's the truth about salvation. Many, many people are selling salvation all over the world. They have been for centuries and, you know, from time immemorial. How do I get saved? How do I find happiness? How do I find completion? What's the answer to the question of what is man? Jesus comes and answers the question. And he's the only means by which human beings can be saved, the person of Jesus. He's the truth. He speaks the truth to us about sin, death, heaven, hell, the reality of the devil, spiritual world, the battle between the kingdoms, the truth about what's in the human heart again. It's just, he is the truth like no other. Writer John goes on to say, and we beheld his glory, the one who is full of grace and truth. He said, we beheld his glory. Now, John was there on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John, and they beheld, they saw a revelation, they caught a glimpse of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. They also saw him risen from the dead and the glory of God beginning to shine forth from him in an entirely unique way. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son from the Father. Jesus is eternally begotten. He shares the Father's nature from all eternity. He's come forth and he reveals to us the fact again that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are a communion of persons, they're a family. And we were made bearing the image of God with a capacity to be able to comprehend and to enter into relationship with the living God. That's what he made us for. He said, John bore witness to him, that is John the Baptist, and cried, this was he whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me, for he was before me. So John understood some dimension of the reality of Jesus' nature. He came before him. Jesus, remember, you'll see later in the Gospel of John here, the battles that Jesus has with the Pharisees who will resist him. And Jesus says at one point, as they're appealing to Abraham, as being sons of Abraham, Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am. And of course, that was part of what enraged them. And, you know, the blasphemy that they perceived, that, you know, the way they understood it, the way they responded to it, that Jesus was making a claim that he was God. This is why they wanted to stone him. Verse 16, and from his fullness, this fullness of grace, this fullness of truth, this revelation of glory of the only begotten Son, he said, and from his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. This is something you can say if you're baptized into Christ. This is one of those wonderful lines that are packed with truth that's immediately relevant to your life. And to be able to say, from Jesus, from his fullness, I have received grace upon grace, gift upon gift, mercy upon mercy, the kindness of God, the grace of God, the love of God poured out. I have received it. Friends, this is why your life and mine, despite the fact that we're weak and broken people, This is why our life has infinite value. This is why every human being, from conception to natural death, has infinite value, because we were made for this. God, who is love, comes to us to reveal to us who we are and invites us into this relationship. Every human being bears the image of God and is therefore of infinite value. But not every human being is a son of God or a daughter of God. You've got to be born again by water and the Spirit. The new birth brings you into the family of God. And in the mystery of God's plan and revelation, He knows those who exist in the world, who are responding to the light that He has given, who are longing for Him, who don't quite know Him, but they're responding wholeheartedly to the grace that God is offering to them. That's all in God's hands. But the bottom line, friends, is when we become children of God, we receive this fullness and grace upon grace, mercy, kindness, love, compassion. It all is given to us, this life of God. The greatest gift is not just the teaching. Remember, the greatest gift is the new life. Christianity is new life. It's a share in God's life. And that's why anyone who shares in it, because it's God's life, has a future beyond death. Existence with God. God is creating a whole new people, and he's capable of passing from death to life, following Jesus, who made the way, who dispelled the power of darkness. The passage continues. It says, "For the law was given through Moses, the Ten Commandments, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, the grace of God. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." It's a gift. Salvation, friends, is a gift. It's not something that we earn. It's first and foremost comes from the heart of God, as St. John Paul II used to say. Christianity is the religion that begins in the heart of a loving father who goes in search for a race of people who bear his image, who are lost. Lost, alone, afraid, and enslaved, are clothed in darkness with darkened minds. And he comes in his kindness and his mercy. Grace comes and the truth comes and the lights go on and we see who we are. We understand the purpose for why we're living. It all came through Jesus Christ, John tells us. He goes on, "No one has ever seen God," that is God the Father. "The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has made him known." Here's the heart of the revelation, as I mentioned earlier. The only begotten of the Father. It's there we learn so much about love. What is love? Where does it originate? There's so much talk about love. Love is love, and you know, songs are written all the time about love. But what is love? How do we know love? We know love perfectly in the revelation of Jesus, who reveals to us the source of all love that originates in the Father, and it's lived from all eternity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that love between the Father and the Son, many spiritual writers tell us. In the bosom of the Father, the heart of the Father, He has made him known. And this is what Christianity is about. This is why Jesus came, to make it possible that we might know the Father. Father, we open our hearts to you today through the grace of the Holy Spirit in the name of your Son. We come into your presence. Father, may we see you, know you. May we live for you all the days of our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.